My apartment on Frederick Street was on the top floor, and I had access to the roof. Candlestick Park was visible from there, and it reminded me of my lost love of sports. Every time I heard a game over the loudspeakers, I liked to practice my acoustic guitar on the roof while getting some sun. One day, a neighbor in the next building called out from his rooftop,
"Say, I have a friend that just got out of the Navy, and he's looking for some guys to start a band. Are you interested?"
He went on to say,
"My friend has a buddy, and they get together and write their own songs."
My musical education really began when that neighbor introduced me to the band called Easy.
Take some time to make it easy. Life's too short, you must let us go. Death will by your side. Make up your mind, it ain't easy. Set your mind for some changes. Make it happen anytime.
Two guys just out of the circus had a home away from the city, full of musical equipment and a place to practice. They started writing songs while they were still in the Navy. Both of them had long hair down to the middle of their back, and they had tucked their hair under a wig to pass inspection.
Take some time.
The Easy Band started sharing their house with another country rock band. I jumped at the chance when they asked me to move into what seemed to me as their musician's paradise and become part of the Easy Band. We all used the same equipment and helped each other out when we played live. The country rock band got a job playing at Homer's Warehouse in Palo Alto, and I went along that night to help set up the equipment and played a little harmonica. They were an excellent original band from Colorado, and the right people were interested in making them a success. While we were setting up the equipment, a man came into the club wearing the biggest cowboy hat I'd ever seen. He was Western dressed to the tens, and he was carrying an armful of long-playing record albums. While we set up gear, he showed us his record and told us,
"I just got done recording my new record in Nashville and want to give you boys a copy."
It was great to meet someone that had written his own songs and got them recorded. He had just used studio musicians to make the record, and now he was looking for new band members to play his songs live with him. We learned a lot listening to him talk about the music business that night. But he did not even have a band. Both our bands were doing well playing outdoor shows and fairs, and there was no time to put into his project. I saw that same album a few years later at a friend's house. It was Charlie Daniels' first album of many more great recordings.
Got on a plane in Frisco and got off in Vietnam. I walked into a different world, the past forever gone.
In 1970, at the age of 19, I bought my first house. Well, I really traded a 1968 Dodge Charger to a lawyer friend of the Easy Band for the deed to a farmhouse in the country. It was in the middle of a walnut orchard with no close neighbors. The Easy Band could practice loud music in the garage night and day without bothering anyone. We had a small recording studio set up, and the first songs in the rock opera, Rock, A Musical Experience, were recorded there.
Thank you.
I practiced the piano every day for 3 years, 4 hours in the morning and 4 hours in the afternoon. I would practice in a dark room with a metronome flashing in my face. I wanted to learn how to play the keyboard without having to look at my hands like Chico did in the Marx Brothers movies. And I needed to learn how to play in perfect meter. I was determined to become a better musician by putting in an 8-hour day like other people that went to work. I thank the Lord daily for the time to practice. Easy Band in 1969, the same year I graduated. Now that you're gone, oh, sassy little girl, out on the road, oh, yeah. The band's drummer had worked with the Ann Margaret Show, and he was a phenomenal percussionist. Drummer Dave would show up at rehearsal with only a 3-piece trap set. That was all he needed. He could make those drums talk. He would use his hands and press down on the drum heads while he played. It was an absolute pleasure to play along with him. This band only played original music, and thanks to the time I spent with them, I developed my writing skills for putting lyrics to music.